dialed has not been recognized. Please check and try again. Has not been recognized.
Cleveland Steamer.
But Tony Boy, Cleveland isn't only famous for its disgusting sex fetishes, Jesus. It's also home of one of the coolest hacker conventions there is. Not a con, duh.
Yeah, that's right. And, I guess if you're listening to this episode of Bellcore Radio, there's a pretty good chance you're at Nauticon right now.
Unless, of course, you know, you're against the RIAA and you pirated off the internet after the con was over with, you bastards.
Yeah, that too.
We'll be right back.
What's going on, guys? This is Pony Boy.
And, of course, your lovely Mason.
And you are listening to a very special episode 29 of Belcore Radio. Well, what makes this episode special? First of all, like you heard in our lovely introduction there, this episode is actually released for the first time. We're releasing it a few days late. We're actually releasing it on Nauticon Radio, which if you're listening to us on Nauticon Radio, you already know that. But this is, I guess, our Nauticon Radio special episode. What makes it even more special is it's going to be one of those fun phone swarm episodes that you guys might recall about a month ago. We had a nice episode where I called this payphone like 27 times, and you know there's some topics to talk about between it, but they put a new payphone up on the website, and so we're gonna have another one of those fun episodes. The phone number, because we're actually gonna call it right now, the phone number for this payphone is 415-885-9027. And it is outside of a fish and chip stand in San Francisco.
So, hey, you know what? Considering about the time we're recording this, there might actually be somebody out there.
Exactly. That's the big hopeful thing there. So let's just see if I can get this flashed over without hanging up on you, Mesa.
Alrighty.
Freaks. I guess lately it's been merger madness. I can't think of an episode we've done in the past, you know, the past month that hasn't had something to do with some kind of merger in the phone industry.
I tell you, man, it's just going to become one huge ash monopoly on everything before long.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, it might not be such a bad thing. It might not be a good thing, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. But actually, some more AT&T, as we announced previously, they're buying out Bell South, and they merged or whatever with SBC a while back. But they're buying somebody else now. And it's actually not a phone company. Well, I guess, yeah, technically it is a company that makes phones. But they're actually buying out what are they buying? Panasonic or Matsushita Electrical Industrial Company Limited, which I'm assuming is just the Japanese equivalent of Panasonic. So basically, I mean, like, you know, people, you're probably thinking, you know, big deal. You know, it's not a huge issue. But, like, I mean, if you really think back to it, I mean, back when AT&T was the phone company, you know, that was part of the deal. They had, you know, like, they had the phones, and you could only use, you know, you had to get your phone from the phone company. But once they kind of broke up and started doing their own thing, it wasn't so, like, you know, wasn't really so prevalent anymore, you know. I mean, you could get, you know, like, thousands of companies make phones now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, now AT&T's gonna, I mean, they're gonna be making stuff, I'm assuming they're gonna go under the name, what is it? I think it's AT&T, oh, God, what was it they're calling it now? Where is it? It's in this article somewhere.
Oh, man,
it's going to be the AT&T Kono Corporation. So, that's named after the Matsushita founder or something. But, I mean, like, the company that they're buying out, Panasonic, makes, like, all sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, they make phones, they make, you know, Panasonic makes cell phones, the voice over IP stuff, cameras, all sorts of cool shit. And I mean, that's gonna all be branded now with this lovely new AT&T logo thing.
You know what's really, it looks funny is that, they're supposed to be, they're rebranding everything that, you know, Singular rebranded AT&T stuff to Singular stuff. Now they're relabeling it. Everything is AT&T stuff, even the stuff they switched over to Singular.
Yeah.
I mean, what exactly is the point of that?
Well, I mean, I don't really know, like, what to make of that, you know? I mean, I guess I'm assuming they spun Singular off for one reason or another. So that, I mean, as much as it doesn't seem like it, phone companies are still being, like, you know, kept in line with their growth. Like, you know, if they want to buy out a certain thing, they'll have to spin off, you know, a little division of theirs so they can make a new company out of it. And, I mean, they spun it off to make Singular. But I'm not sure, you know, if there was some kind of plan behind it, because, you know, I mean, you've got AT&T Wireless becomes Singular Wireless, or merges with Singular Wireless, or whatever the hell. And Singular Wireless and Bell South have this great deal going with each other. But then AT&T is going to buy Bell South, so they're just buying back their wireless stuff.
There's really no reason to keep up with it anymore, because it's going to probably change again in, like, a couple of months.
Yeah. Oh, and actually now, to add on top of it, they're not only buying back their wireless service, but they're buying a company so they can make their own cell phones. So not only will they, you know, have AT&T, you know, they won't just have AT&T Wireless, but I'm assuming it'll probably be like AT&T Wireless only works on, you know, AT&T phones now.
That is kind of messed up. I mean, that's kind of like what they did back, you know, in the 50s and so, when they had a monopoly on the telephone system, you know? Like landlines and stuff, how they made their own phones and charged people for, you know, using their phones and stuff. That's kind of like what they're doing now, because if they start making their own phones, maybe they'll charge people to just use the phones themselves and plus the service plan too.
Well, I mean, I don't think it would be a good business move for them in that sense. I mean, like, are you saying to charge people just to use the phone? Like, here, you have to give us, like, $5 just because you use our phone?
Yeah, just like renting the phone. Like, you just rent the phone from them.
I mean, I don't think that would work out, because at least with, especially with, like, cell phone stuff, too.
It really wasn't a smart move for them in the first place. I mean, they're buying back their company that they merged with Singular in the first place, and now they're buying it back again.
Well, yeah, but no, what I'm saying, though, is, like, they could implement something like that, like where you have to, you know, rent your phone from them, but that's just going to make people go to another carrier.
Well, dude, if they start making their own phones and they can only work on AT&T and wireless, people are going to switch probably to a different carrier in the first place, like T-Mobile or something.
Unless, who knows, they might end up being really good phones.
That is a possibility, but I just don't like the fact of having a phone that only works on one provider,
yeah.
You know, no matter what. Because me, I like to have my phone, because I unlock my phone, I like to have it so I can take it around, like, if I want to switch to, like, T-Mobile or something like that. I can do it without having to buy a new phone.
But then again, that is, like, it's all really just kind of a speculation.
Yeah.
It's not a definite thing that they're going to be trying to, like, lock it down like that. But it's just, it seems like they really could, you know. They've got, after they buy Panasonic out, they've more or less got everything they need for that kind of move.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, in all honesty, I don't know, would they actually allow something like that, the government? Would they allow somebody just to, you know, kind of have, like, a monopoly? Because, you know, the majority of the people around here have cellular right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if the government actually allows something like that to happen.
But you have to remember that it wouldn't really be a monopoly. Because, I mean, a monopoly would be like if AT&T was the only cell phone company. You know, but you have a choice.
Well, yeah, but like I said, again, the majority of the people do have this company, and if they, you know, with this business move, they'd be able to stomp out any other company that they wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like boom, 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 and wouldn't affect them at all.
Yeah, I mean, I can see what you're saying, but from a, like, you know, from a technical sense and a legal sense, there's really nothing that I can think of that's really illegal about that. You know, because as far as they're concerned, you know, this will hold up in court or any kind of suits against them that, you know, yeah, we have this service that we only allow people to use our phones on, but it's not like they couldn't go to another carrier. They chose to stay with us, you know?
That is true, but I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of like the Microsoft thing a couple of years ago, right, where everybody used Microsoft, but the company claimed that Microsoft had a monopoly on the whole thing, even though they technically really didn't. You know, they were just better at doing it than another company.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, there were dozens of different operating systems, but, I mean, I guess, I don't know, like, that's, I mean, I'm not sure if, did anything ever come out of those Microsoft?
Yeah, they actually, Microsoft had to pay this huge-ass fine, and they had to, like, split off into two different companies, like a little old company or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember shit about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess really, yeah, I mean, if that held up in court, then I'm assuming that this might, too, that you're talking about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see technically how it would, you know, really be legally, you know, accepted. But I don't know. The courts have done things I don't understand before, so
that is very true. I mean, the weird things can, you know, hold in court, you know?
Yeah. But before, we actually got some more merger stuff to talk about that's kind of interesting. But I actually want to give a call to the phone swarm number again before we hop into this, just so I can make sure that this show goes really awkwardly and we have trouble transitioning between topics. So if you'll hang on for just a second, Mesa, I'll try dialing this thing up again.
All right.
Actually, I'm not planning on it.
What is this? You're not planning on it, but will it happen?
Probably not. I know a lot of people will be, but I'm not planning on it.
Yeah, me too, really. I don't know what will happen if I'm, like, not here and go out drinking.
It doesn't look like anybody's going to pick up this time either. So that was another failed attempt. I guess we got a few more chances before the end of the episode to give that a call. But, right now, it's time to talk about some more merger stuff. And, this one's kind of... You know, I mean, this one isn't really a huge thing that a lot of people are talking about, but I think it's kind of cool. Or, not cool, but, you know, kind of interesting. I want to keep my eye on this. Lucent Technologies, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Lucent is what used to be Bell Labs, I think. Do you know, Mason?
I think you're right, but, I'll check that actually really fast.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong about it, but, they're actually, well, the article I have here says that they're discussing it. As far as, they actually announced today that they are going to do it. Like, they came to an agreement, but they're going to be merging with, I believe it's pronounced Alcatel, which is a pretty big French telecom equipment maker. But,
Well, it says Lucent was granted the right to use AT&T branding for several years or something.
Yeah, I think, unless I'm mistaken, I think that's what it was. Like, when AT&T got split up, they had to spin off their AT&T labs or Bell Labs, whatever they were called at the time. But, anywho, I don't know, I think that's kind of gonna be kind of a cool thing, you know. I mean, it's kind of an interesting merger, just really in the fact, or interesting to me in the fact that it's, you know, a company based here in America and a company based, you know, on another continent across, like, basically on the other side of the world. But, I mean...
That is very interesting.
And I don't know, I mean, you know, it's like I said, it's not a huge deal. I mean, Lucent really hasn't done much that's, you know, been a big, it hasn't really been a big influence on, at least not, you know, stuff that we see every day. Like, they haven't been a big influence on the home telephone stuff. But, I mean, you know, a lot of business phone systems, a lot of, like, the higher-end equipment that they're, you know, as far as I know, they're still got a pretty good hold on the market for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think the only really big home thing they did was the Lucent Wind modems.
Yeah.
For the computers, but other than that, I think that was about it.
Hang on just a second, my phone's ringing.
Alright, yeah, so is mine. Hold on, okay.
But I'm going to keep talking while he's gone so that he doesn't know that I just called him a dick.
Alright, sorry.
It's all good, man.
Well, that was perfect timing, though. At least your phone rang, too.
Yeah. I can't remember where we left off.
I was just tough to hang out and do some. The only big household thing they did was the Lucent Wind modems.
Yeah, I mean... I know, like, the restaurant I used to work at, I mean, that was, like, our phones that we had in there, and I think we had Lucent phones in there. I want to ask you this question, Mix, as well as the listeners, because, this has kind of bothered me for the day. I went with my girlfriend, actually this afternoon, to see that movie Inside Man,
mm-hmm.
with Denzel Washington or whatever.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me if this makes me just a really huge geek. I was watching a scene where they're inside a police, like a police van. And inside the van, they have a phone that's just kind of in the background on the wall. And for some reason, throughout the entire movie, well, as soon as I saw it, I lean over to my girlfriend, I go, hey, you see that phone? That's a Lucent phone. You know, I mean, like, I used to play with those at work. And she just shook her head. But, like, throughout the whole movie, anytime that phone was on the screen in any way, shape, or form, I would just sit there and, like, kind of zone in on the phone and not really pay attention to what was going on in the movie. And, I mean, am I the only person that has that problem with stuff?
No, actually, you're not. I'm the same way with cell phones. My girlfriend gets mad at me because, well, not really mad, but she kind of, you know, does what your girlfriend does, shake her head. But, because I'm, you know, I'm big into cell phones and stuff. And when somebody's talking on a cell phone, I'll be like, hey, that's a Nokia 6230, or that's a Motorola V180 or something like that. Because I can pinpoint the phone, I'm like, oh, hey, I know what cell phone that is. Yeah. So, no, you're not the only one. I'm the same one.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems, it actually has become kind of like, I don't even notice myself doing it a lot of times. Like me, we'll be watching TV or something, and there'll just be like a, there'll be a payphone on the wall or something behind somebody. And like, I'll be watching the show, and we'll just, and all of a sudden I'll just go payphone. And she just looks over at me like, what? And I'm like, oh, there's a payphone right there. And she's like, oh. But like, I don't register that I'm doing it half the time. It's just like, oh, look, there's a phone. And then eventually I realize, hey, I've been staring at this fucking payphone on the wall. Or, I came across, a website that was, it was a porn site. That was these two.
What other websites would you be visiting?
Oh, seriously, I mean, that's why I go on the internet. But, it was like these girls getting all, you know, getting all freaky, but they were getting all freaky on a payphone. And like, the whole time, I swear to God, I took that picture, and I went in MS Paint and zoomed in so I can try and read the information on the faceplate of the telephone.
Funny boy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
That's what I was worried about.
That's a little scary, actually.
Seriously, like, I mean, it's weird, like, that I actually, like, to think about it, because, I mean, you know, it becomes an obsession after a while, you know.
Poor pony boy. that's actually kind of funny, though.
Yeah. But anyways, now that I've, like, totally delved into all my deep, dark secrets.
that we all wanted to hear.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, like, it's just been driving me nuts today trying to figure out if I'm just a weirdo.
Before I would say no, you know, before you got to the whole, going to the porno site, trying to read the information. But now that's just weird. You're weird, Pony Boy. I'm gonna have to tell you. You're odd.
I'll tell you what, if any listeners have this same problem, I would love it if you wrote us an email and,
made Pony Boy feel better about
it. Let me know
situation.
That I'm not that crazy.
They're not gonna lie to you, Pony Boy.
Say what?
I said they're not gonna lie to you, Pony Boy.
Yeah. Thanks. the email address is bellcoreradio@gmail.com. So yeah, just drop us a line.
Just lie to make you feel better.
Yeah, please. I need some kind of
support.
Yeah. I guess that's the best word for it. I can't think of any other term. But,
yeah, funny. Well, you know, I look at, this whole reason I watch porno, really. That's the secret. I look for phones in the background.
Hey. I mean, it happens. I think it was Lucky225. And this is what really made me laugh. Like, I laughed then, but now I catch myself doing it in this porn. There was, a post on the Benro forums, just a bunch of people linking to porn and stuff they find on the internet. But, somebody posted, like, a site with, I think it was Jenna Jameson or somebody, like, posing on a car. And he fucking ran a smog check by running the license plate number off the car and posted that in the thread. And it, like, I don't know, like, that made me laugh, but now I realize that, you know, I do that same shit that he did.
you on your phones. What are we going to do with you?
But, anyways.
Hello, I would ditch my girlfriend for a payphone any day.
Yeah. Moving on. Yeah, so Alcatel and Lucent are merging, which is cool. It's actually going to be, once they merge, the company is actually going to be bigger than Cisco, which I think might be the biggest manufacturer of this kind of stuff.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like switches and all that good crap, which is cool, I guess. I mean, it's going to be a big fucking... I mean, you know, Cisco is a big fucking company, and so I can only imagine that, you know, how big this thing's going to be once it's done.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with all the mergers and stuff. It's just crazy, everything. Everybody's merging with everybody. I mean, damn.
I don't know, like, I as much as it's kind of going to be weird to get used to, you know, it's not really a bad thing. I don't want to say it's a bad thing that there's all these mergers. It's just going to be weird to get used to, but at the same time, that's going to be part of, like, the fun stuff, is getting used to it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and that, and they'll have more money, and, you know, possibly be able to get us out better stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be pretty interesting.
But, I guess that's going to wrap it up for the news for freaks. You want to try this payphone number again?
Let's do it.
All right. Let me flash over here real quick.
All right.
You there?
Yeah.
Do what you do, and see what kind of shit you can get off this network. just doing whatever the hell you want. Which, I mean, like, I think in all the, you know, the ways I've heard of people kind of, I don't want to say using the using hackers, but, I mean, like, utilizing, we're a resource, we really are, as hackers, you know? I mean, we know things that, I mean, we could use them for quote-unquote evil purposes, you know, we can use the skills that we have to, you know, commit crime, but we generally, and I say generally because I know some hackers are also criminals, but we don't, you know, we, and this is a prime example of it, you know, we have the skills to do this kind of stuff, and so we use those skills to help people learn how to secure their shit.
Well, if only everybody saw it that way, but, yeah. That's not usually the case. It just sucks.
I mean, that's... I don't think that we're ever going to be fully, you know, in the, I mean, I don't think that hackers are ever going to be fully looked at in the light that... I don't want to say the light that we deserve, but we're never going to be looked at in a fully, like, fully in a good sense.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we can try, you know, fucking forever, but it's never going to happen. There's always going to be somebody out there saying, oh, you're evil, you're going to steal my credit card numbers and my identity.
It's like asking everyone in America to not think of hackers as criminals is like asking every single person in America not to be racist. There are going to be some people who are going to be racist no matter what, you know. Because there are going to be those people who have been screwed over by, you know, by a computer criminal. And, you know, I mean, it's just been pounded into people's heads for so long that hackers are criminals. And I as much as I hate to say it, I don't think there's a way to change that, you know?
No, there's not, sadly enough. There's, I mean, like I said, we can try, but, you know, it's never going to happen.
But, I mean, it's not to say that it's not important to try, you know?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to convince everyone in the world at this present moment that hackers aren't all bad people. But we can work as hard as we can to make a positive name for ourselves, so at least people who are younger, people who are more open-minded, will realize that, and as they grow up, they'll kind of teach other people that, you know, we're not bad people. And hopefully that will clear out some of this shit.
We can hope, anyway, you know. I mean, like I said, all we can do is try to make a positive name and have people, you know, try to look at us in a different light.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it works, most time it doesn't. But we can still try and hope. I mean, hell, you know, maybe one day we could possibly do it, but you just never know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's gonna be a long time until... Yeah, it's gonna be a long time before, I should say, before we are not criminals in the public eye.
Yeah, I know.
But... I can't wait until that day. I really can't. I can't wait until the day that I can tell someone that I'm a hacker and not have to worry about, you know, if they're going to, you know, not trust me anymore, or if they're going to, you know, ask me if I'll help them, you know, change their grades at school.
Oh, God.
I can't wait for that day when, you know, all these stupid stereotypes are just gone.
Like, you'd be surprised, you know, if, you know, one of my friends found out, you know, said, hey, you know, this guy can do this. I mean, even, you know, they don't know what I do. Yeah, I code, I program C++ stuff. And then people automatically assume, hey, let's ask him if he can break into the school and change all the grades to A's and whatever. Or, hey, maybe this guy can change our salary to, you know, give us a $10 raise or some crap like that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's not, I mean, I really, I hate to say this, you know, because I really think that, you know, it's what we need right now. I would love to be able to say, you know, things are looking up for us and, you know, it's going our way. But I can't say that, you know, I can't lie. That would be lying. And I wish that I wish I could truthfully say that, you know, everything's going good. But it's not, you know, and it's not going to be going good for a while.
And that's what Nauticon's about, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Nauticon's about. That's what, you know, that's what most all cons are about. That's what BenRev's about. That's what this show is about, you know. It's about showing that hackers are more or less normal people. We enjoy porn like everyone else. And,
there cannot be one episode where we cannot bring up porn.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the show is about. Porn. But, I don't know. That's
porn radio.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, we eat, sleep, shit, you know, like everybody else. We're not like, you know, immortal gods.
Yeah. I mean, it's like this. Yes, there are hackers who commit crimes.
That's the thing for anybody. You can have a police officer commit a crime. They're supposed to help us.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. I mean, yes, saying that all hackers are criminals, just because some hackers are criminals, is saying that, all people who are, all people who live in, live in the projects or whatever are in gangs, or that, the only ones I can think of are, racial slurs and assumptions that people make, but they wouldn't say that, you know? I mean, you're not gonna say, hey, that black guy over there smokes crack, so all black people smoke crack. You're not gonna say that, but people have no problem saying, hey, that kid's a hacker, and, he's a criminal, so therefore, that kid over there is a hacker, and he's a criminal, too.
Well, that's like saying, that cop helped me, but that doesn't mean every cop is good. I know I just twisted that scenario around, but it's true.
Yeah.
Like, today, this guy, I know it's kind of going off subject a little bit, but this guy almost freaking ran right into me trying to get over. And this cop was sitting there in a red light on his cell phone.
Yeah.
And didn't even do anything. He just was sitting there talking on his phone like, aren't you supposed to do something about that? Sorry. I had to vent that. That kind of pissed me off.
Yeah. I think that that was probably a good thing for all of us to get off our chests. I don't know. I don't know where else to go in this episode from there.
Yeah. Except for, if you're listening to this, you're at Nauticon Radio. You're having fun at Nauticon Radio. I mean, Nauticon. And, don't get too drunk.
Yeah. Let's try that number one more time before we end this thing. Again, if you want to try it yourself, the number is 415-885-9027. So I'm going to flash over real quick, Mesa.
Alrighty.
You there?
Yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. calls from somebody who actually answered.
That's what I'm hoping for. A lot of stuff came up which basically was me having too much fun and not recording an episode. But, I actually am recording one this at Nauticon, and, we're actually going to be doing a live show on Nauticon Radio, because, you know, they've got their little studio set up there, and Saturday night, we're actually going to get a bunch of folks together, and we're going to do the show live right there, and then get the MP3 of it uploaded somewhere, or uploaded on our site sometime afterwards. But, so if you want to be a part of Belcore Radio and you're going to be there, I guess drop us an email, first of all, or just try to find us at the con. We're doing the Hacker Media panel at 8 on Saturday night, so sometime around 9 or 10 we're going to be doing the show, so just try and find us before Saturday night at 10, and we'll try and get you on the show. And I'm going to stop rambling on about this now.
And most people are probably going to be, like, drunk and passed out by 8 o'clock, so still don't have that many people at the...
Oh, yeah, but it will still be fun.
Of course.
We might have drunk people on the show for, I think, the first time in the history of Belcore Radio.
Yeah, I can say I've never recorded Belcore while under the influence.
But, that is actually going to wrap it up. So, as always, until next time, guys... Keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. This has been Pony Boy.
And your one and only beautiful Mesa.
And, end of file.